Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rebecca Fanning is here. Rebecca is a leading expert on global innovation. She's the founder of Silicon Dragon Ventures, a media and events platform. She has a column on Forbes. She and I share that in common. She and I are both columnists at Forbes, and she is the author of a new book called Tech Titans of China, and she's here to talk to us about that very topic. Rebecca Fanning, welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Oh, thank you very much.
So tell us about, you have, I think you'd agree, you have a little bit of a different perch or platform or perspective on China's innovativeness, on their entrepreneurship. Your take on it is a little different from most other people. Would you agree with that?
Well, I say that I think China's technology innovation is unstoppable, and I think it's very impressive what they have accomplished over the past 15 to 20 years in technology innovation. And I think that eventually they could even surpass the U.S. In as a global technology leader. If the current trends continue, this could happen.
Right. So, tell me what you think they've done that's so innovative in the last 15 years, as you say. What are some examples of things that China has done from an innovative standpoint that they can claim to be solely their own innovation?
Right. Well, the leading drone company is called DJI, and it's from China. They have a 75% market share from China, and it's very innovative. Another example is a company called Pinduoduo, which is in a new space called social commerce. This combines gaming and social media and online shopping, and we don't have anything like that in the U.S. And
That
company is very advanced in mobile payments. No one uses cash at all or credit cards at all in China. It's all done by mobile payment. And so the two leaders in that are Alibaba's Alipay and also WeChat Pay.
Mm-hmm.
So you see a tremendous surge in this whole area of mobile, anything to do with mobile shopping,
right.
Mobile payments, mobile gaming, and there are other aspects of that are much more, technology requires some technology savvy, such as electric vehicles. China is getting ahead very fast in adopting electric vehicles. And there are about 40 Chinese electric vehicle makers that have emerged not in pretty recent years. And they are giving Tesla a run for the money.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, and, of course, when you mention mobile, one of the reasons why Europe was so ahead of the United States in mobile was because they needed it because their phone systems were so bad. In America, we had an amazing phone system, so we were a little late to the party in mobile. Could we say that about China, that because China wasn't all that well wired in terms of the telephonic system they have over there, the landline system, that it was important for China to ramp up on the mobile side? Would you agree with that or not?
Oh yes, that's one of the key drivers of China's innovation is that they leapfrogged over the personal computer and went straight to mobile.
Right.
Because most of the people
couldn't afford computers. In other words, they could more likely afford a computer, a phone than they could a computer.
Well, yeah, and I remember being in Beijing and Shanghai when I would pull out my computer and, you know, people would stare at it and walk by and stare. And so it was kind of a novelty. But when the phone came, you know, it was affordable. It allowed people to be connected with one another.
Was that their phone technology, though? The mobile phone technology that revolutionized communication and paying and that sort of thing and social in China, was it their technology that they created and was in their phones?
No, they just adopted it from the West.
Yeah.
And
let me stop you for a second, Rebecca, and I have to say you called it adopting. Other people have another word for that, right? You know the other word, right?
Yes, I do. I know.
Other people wouldn't say adopt. Other people would say stolen.
Well, I don't agree with that. I think in this case, for sure, it's adopting something. And smartphone is something that, you know, Huawei developed. And I know Huawei's front and center now in
right.
a number of other issues, but...
I wanted to ask you about the Huawei. Let me say one thing about the stolen and then the adopted thing, Rebecca. One of the things that I've corrected people on, whenever they have said, and as you know, most people don't say what you say about China. Most people say China is not innovative, they're not entrepreneurial. They've stolen most of the tech that they have now from us. But what I've reminded people about is, yes, I do believe China is very capable of stealing things. I'm sure they have. But a whole lot of the stuff that you say that they've adopted, the reason I don't disagree with that point is because we gave it to them. When you take an American company to China and partner up with a Chinese company and you agree to give them 51% of the new venture and then you fill it up with your intellectual property, well, you know what? You basically just gave your technology to China. They didn't steal it. What do you think about that?
Well, that's called technology transfer. And, that has definitely been rampant in the in this whole field
right.
of, look, okay, we'll allow you market access. In exchange, we want some technology know-how. And
yeah.
so these joint ventures would be created based upon that idea. And look, the automakers did that.
Hold on to that thought, Rebecca. I've got to take a quick break. Folks, the point I wanted to make there is that I do believe China steals technology. I do believe they steal from us. No question about it. But I also say that Rebecca is right when she says they adopted it. They adopted what we gave them. When you go over there and you give China your intellectual property through these business deals that you do, you can't then turn around and say they stole it. We have to differentiate between what we gave them and what they stole. Quick break, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.